really stand before God on the judgment day. So now his heart was open to listen to his Christian friends. Now his heart was open to say, yes, I do need Jesus Christ to die for my sins. And that's what opened my father's heart to go to the church for the first
time.
And then he was able to learn more about the ways of God. And let the word of God change his heart. Let the word of God give him wisdom in his mind. Let the word of God give him knowledge of who Jesus Christ really is. You know, when we hand out Bible books, many people take them and listen. And many people, soon as they see the word Christian, they don't even look at it. No, I can't even read that.
Now,
it's not going to kill you if you read it. It's not
going to
take away your mind if you read it. No, it's up to each person to decide what is the true wisdom of God.
And
do I really have the true salvation? I talked about how God created the earth in relation to the sun.
But
God had a special purpose for human beings to be here. And that God has true love for the people of all nations and all races. But sin first came into this world bringing the curse of death. And Satan was holding the power of death. And this is why Jesus Christ had to die for us and rise from the dead. The Christian claim is that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He's alive, and then he went back to heaven. And this is why death has been conquered. And this is why we can have eternal life. So I spoke of how God's power touched my own life. How God's power went through me like a wave. And that's why it gave me a hunger to read the Bible.
We have new kids coming?
No, I think it's finished. These are just children's messages, really. They're almost finished. He didn't bring a knife.
You have New Testament, Matthew?
That's it?
New Testament.
Well, I didn't. Only one book.
Okay, for me, this is for me.
Okay, you take it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Only I mean, I was not allowed to hear it. Pardon.
We'll set the same. Maybe tomorrow we'll bring more. Almost finished. But next time we will bring more.
हजुर सर हामीसँग भएको यति मात्रै ल झोला मात्रै बाँकी छ सायद हामी
भोलि पनि आउँछौँ अनि तपाईँहरूलाई यो अरू साथीहरू पनि विश्वासीहरू पनि हुनुहुन्छ पढ्न चाहनुहुन्छ
उहाँहरू भोलि फेरि हामी आउँछौँ
कुन चर्चबाट हजुर
हामी
ओके म कमल पोखरी चर्च अफ क्राइस्ट
Okay, I just want to say a prayer.
Ma alikati sano prarthana garna chahanchu.
When we open our hearts to Jesus Christ,
jaba hamile hamro hriday Yesu Christ ma khula gardachhau,
our sins are washed away by his precious blood.
Waha ko pavitra ragat le hamra paap haru dhoinchan ani pahalinchan.
Jesus Christ has the holy righteous blood.
Waha Yesu Christ sanga pavitra ra dharmik ragat cha.
And this is why he had a supernatural birth which we had just celebrated at Christmas time.
Ani hamile jasari agi bhaka agadi ka din haru ma Christmas ma waha ko एकदमै ईश्वरीय जन्मको विषयमा पनि सुनेका होला
supernatural birth and he came from heaven and he was born without sin
अनि एकदमै अलौकिक तरिकाको जन्मले उहाँ स्वर्गबाट पृथ्वीमा आउनु भयो र जन्मनु भयो
now someone is in a car crash
अनि कतिपय मानिसहरूलाई यो अचम्म तरिकाले नहुने कुरा थियो
and they are cut and they are losing their blood
अनि कतिपय मानिसले चाहिँ आफ्नो हातलाई काटेर चाहिँ रगत बगायो भने
to save their life you have to take them to the hospital give them blood transfusion
अनि त्यो मानिसको जीवन बचाउनको निम्ति रगतै त्यो मान्छेलाई हस्पिटलमा लानु पर्छ अनि रगत दिनुपर्छ कसैको हात खुट्टा काट्यो भने
Now what would happen if you give them animal blood
अनि यदि त्यो मानिसलाई जसलाई रगतको खाँचो छ त्यसलाई हस्पिटलमा लगिएको छ यदि त्यो मानिसलाई चाहिँ जनावरको अथवा पशुको रगत दियो भने के होला त
If you give animal blood to a human being they would die
यदि हामीले मानिसलाई अथवा मानव जीवनलाई जनावरको रगत दियो भने तिनीहरू वास्तवमै मर्छन्
Now you can't even give them just any human blood
अनि हामीले पनि त्यो व्यक्तिहरूलाई मात्रै मानिसको रगत दिनुपर्छ
Because we have different blood types
अनि हामी पनि हाम्रा रगतका प्रकारहरू पनि बेग्ला बेग्लै छन्
A B positive negative different kind of blood types people have
A positive blood O positive त्यस्तै गरिकन B के धेरै प्रकारका रगत हुन्छन्
So if you give a person the wrong kind of human blood their hearts cannot accept it
यदि कुनै पनि व्यक्तिलाई रगत चाहिएको छ र त्यो व्यक्तिमा भएको प्रकारको रगत नभइकन अर्कै प्रकारको मानिसकै रगत दियो भने पनि मानिस मर्छ
So to save the person's life you have to give them the right kind of blood
ani manish ko jivan lai ragat abhav bata bataun ko niti hamile thik prakar kai ragat dinai parcha
now to save the sinner what kind of blood do you have to give them
ani pap bata bataun ko niti yaad garnus ta hamile kasto prakar ko ragat dinu parcha hola
ta you have to give them the holy righteous blood
ani bastama hamile bhanna sakchau hamile ekdamai shuddha pavitra ra dharmi ragat chahincha
so I could not die on a cross to save you because I am a sinner
ma hajur har ko niti chai hajur harlai बचाउनको निम्ति म मर्न सक्दिनँ किनभने म पनि पापी नै छु
And actually because the first human being sins they had children born in sin
सबैभन्दा सुरुमा जन्मिएकै मानिस त्यस्तै थिए अनि त्यस्तै जन्मे त्यस्तैबाट प्रक्रिया सुरु भयो पापैमा जन्मियो हामी पापैमा मर्छौँ
Now you might think oh I've never sinned
हुनसक्छ हामीले विचार गर्छौँ होला मैले केही नराम्रो कामै गरेको छैन पाप गरेको छैन
But we all know in our hearts we've at least sinned once
अनि हामीले हाम्रो हृदयमा एउटा कुरा सुन्नै पर्छ
And our parents have at least sinned once
अनि हामीले हाम्रो के अरे बुवा आमा पनि कसैबाट जन्मिनु भएको छ
अनि
हाम्रो हजुरबाहरू अनि कुप्राबाहरू पनि अरू अरूबाट नै जन्मिनु जन्मिँदै आउनु भएको
अनि
त्यस कारणले हामीले सबैले चाहिँ त्यस्तो प्रकारको रगत लिएर आएका
छौँ अनि
मलाई बचाउनको निम्ति पनि तपाईँहरू क्रुसमा चढेर मरिदिँदा हुँदैन
अनि
हामीसँग किनभने हामी सबैसँग त्यस्तै प्रकारको रगत छ
Now when Jesus Christ was born at Christmas time
ani Yesu Christ yo Christmas ko samay ma janminu bhayeko
thiyo there were some shepherds working with their flock out in the field
ani tyaha kei gothala haru chai aphno bheda ko rakhwali haru gardai thie
suddenly a bright angel appeared shining brilliant in glory
ani tyaha ekdamai paradarshik ra mahimit rupma ekjana swargadut tyaha dekha parnu bhayo
and the angel said a savior has been born
ani yo swargadut harule bhane ki muktidata ko janma bhayeko cha
Now an amazing miracle had taken place
ani te ekdamai bishwasai garna nasakine achamma kaam le tya thau liyo
because an angel had come to a woman called Mary
ani swarga dut haru chha euta Maryam naam bhai ko stri ka dekha pare
and the angel said you're pregnant
ani swarga dut harle chha uni chha garbhavati bhayeko kura batai diye
she was shocked
ani uni chha ekdamai chhakkai parin
It cannot be possible. I'm a virgin. But the angel said, this child is conceived by the Spirit of God. And this child is the holy righteous one. That woman was engaged to be married to a man called Joseph. When Joseph heard that Mary was pregnant, he was shocked.
अनि जब जोसेफले चाहिँ जुन स्त्रीसँग उनी विवाह गर्न जाँदै थिए उनी चाहिँ गर्भवती भएको थाहा पाएर आत्तिए
He was thinking, what kind of woman have I got engaged with that she has done this sinful thing to me? That she's already pregnant, so I'm not even married to her. Who did this?
I'm going
to break the marriage. I will not marry that girl. But that night he had a dream. And in the dream, an angel then came to him. And the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Because the child conceived to her is the Holy Son of God. And you're to call his name Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. So that is what Christmas was all about.
That
there was a person born on this earth who came from heaven who did not inherit the sinful blood of man. That he had the righteous holy blood. And he grew up as a normal child. When he was about 30 years old, he began preaching like this. Large crowds began to gather to listen to his preaching. Most of them came for the miracles. Because as I said, power was flowing out of Jesus Christ. But the time came when Jesus knew he would have to do his greatest miracle of all. He knew that he would have to die and rise himself from the dead. Now you'd either have to have a lot of faith to believe you can rise from yourself from the dead, otherwise you had to have a mental problem. But of course Jesus Christ had that absolute faith of what he was doing. So he allowed the soldiers to arrest him. And for him to be beaten and to be mocked. For his back to be whipped and torn to
shreds.
But as this was happening, Jesus was shedding his holy righteous blood for the sins of the world. One interesting thing I noticed is that Jesus Christ would heal other people, but he didn't heal himself. All the people knew that Jesus Christ was healing the sick. But why didn't Jesus heal himself? You know, when the person whipped his back and the blood was coming from his back, he could have just healed himself by his power.
Oh, yadi wa shaktishali hunu bhayeko bhaye waha le afai le bagaeko ragat ta pachadi bageko ragat chai niko parna saknu parne thiyo.
As the soldier was mocking him.
Oh, pachadi pati sipahi haru chai waha lai gilla gardai thie.
He could have just healed himself and laughed at the soldier.
Oh, ani waha chai tyati khera niko bhayera chai ti hasiraeka sipahi haru tira hasna saknu hunthyo.
But no, he didn't do that.
Tara tyati khera waha le teso garnu bhayena.
Jesus healed other people, but he didn't heal himself.
Oh, yesu khrista aru manchala niko parnu bhayo tara afailai niko parnu bhayena.
Because he knew that he had to shed his holy righteous blood for the sins of the world.
Kinabhane waha lai thaha thiyo ki waha le chai sara sansar ka manisharuko nimti apno pavitra ragat bagaunai parthyo.
So the nails were nailed through his hand.
Ani waha ka haat khutta ma kaanti haru thokiyeka thie.
The nails were nailed through his hands and feet.
Ani waha ko haat khutta haru ma yesari kaanti thokiyeko thiyo.
A crown of thorns was put on his head.
Waha ko mukut waha ko sir ma lagaiyeko thiyo.
And many of the soldiers and people were just mocking Jesus.
Ani dherai aru sipahi haru ra manisharu yesu lai herda gilla gardai thie.
They didn't really understand what he was doing.
Ani tiniharule bastama ya ke bhairaheko cha bujheka thienan.
But Jesus Christ was shedding his holy righteous blood for the sins of the world.
Tyati khera chai sara sansar ka manisharuko paap uthai laidinalai pavitra ragat bagairanu bhaeko thiyo.
And it's only the holy righteous blood of Jesus that can save the sinner.
Matra yesu khristo pavitra ra siddha ragat le sansar ko paap la dhuna sakcha.